It's Thursday, January 9, 2025.
We don't have enough fire personnel in L.A. County between all of the departments to handle this.
Extreme wildfire crisis now most destructive in Los Angeles history.
There's a clear trend towards these faster spreading, hotter burning, more destructive, more deadly wildfires.
Climate change is intensifying extreme fire conditions. Plus, President Biden designates two new national monuments protecting sacred tribal lands.
All of those intensifying stories and more straight ahead from BradBlog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
While everyone else is deeply concerned with what's going on in Los Angeles right now, Trump is handling the tragedy like the statesman that he is.
He's laying the blame on California's Democratic governor.
In a social media post referring to the governor as news scum and writing, he is the blame for this.
Yeah. In the midst of chaos, Donald Trump is taking action by opening up the strategic nickname reserves.
Thank you, sir. One finger salute. This is your Green News Report. Okay, Desi Doyen, well, we've had a pretty harrowing 24 hours or so. We were forced to evacuate last night, which was kind of fun. But I should say, we are back now here in Hollywood. All is safe. The
yes.
fires, at least in Runyon Canyon, are out, and we are fine. What do you have for us today?
Well, obviously, there has been truly staggering damage in and around Los Angeles. At least 5 people have been killed and many more injured in 3 major fires that broke out in the LA region in just 24 hours, fueled by historically dry conditions and hurricane force wind gusts. More than 2,000 structures destroyed or damaged. Emergency resources stretched very thin, even with pre-positioning of firefighting assets. Municipal water systems are straining, not designed to handle the extraordinary load, with fire hydrants in the coastal suburb of Pacific Palisades running dry. The Palisades fire is now the worst, most destructive fire in the city's history. In a Wednesday press conference addressing the deadly Eaton fire east of L.A. near Pasadena, the fire chief there said that no amount of water could have stopped the blaze.
We could have had much more water with those wind gusts. We were not stopping that fire last night. Those erratic wind gusts were throwing embers for multiple miles ahead of the fire. And that's really what caused the rapid spread of this fire.
Fire crews are also battling several brush fires around the region as well, like the one that we evacuated from. California Governor Gavin Newsom declared a state of emergency. President Joe Biden has officially approved a major disaster declaration for the state, unlocking federal resources. Biden was in Los Angeles to dedicate 2 new national monuments in California on lands sacred to Native American tribes, honoring their combined stewardship and permanently protecting the lands against mining, drilling, and other extraction activities.
You're not suggesting he started the fires, are you?
I am not.
Okay.
Climate Central reports that the LA wildfires have been intensified by conditions linked to human-caused climate change. A warmer atmosphere sucks more moisture out of the landscape, significantly increasing the risk of extreme fire behavior. This is also the state's rainy season.
In air quotes.
But virtually no rain has fallen in 250 days.
Yep.
A sharp contrast to the last 2 years when multiple winter storms pummeled the state. Plus, extreme wind events have increased dramatically in frequency in the region. Here's climate scientist Dr. Michael Mann on CNN.
It's the synergy between that natural occurrence, the Santa Ana winds, that immediate factor, and the underlying dry conditions that are definitely related to a trend of drier conditions in California and the western U.S. caused by human-caused warming due primarily to the burning of fossil fuels.
President-elect Donald Trump and Republican politicians used California's tragic disaster to attack the state's leaders, falsely and bizarrely blaming them for the fires and lying about the state's water management policies, with little pushback from corporate media. The difficulty that a well-resourced city like Los Angeles is having in fighting multiple major catastrophic disasters at once underscores the unprecedented new abnormal of climate change. The fires even damaged parts of the city's flood control infrastructure, which will need critical repairs when and if seasonal monsoon rains return. United Nations scientists and disaster experts the world over warn that no country is preparing fast enough for accelerating climate impacts, from storms and floods to droughts, heat waves, and fires.
Thank you, Desi Doyen, and thank you for being right about just about everything over the past 15 or 20 years. We could use your support at bradblog.com/donate to keep these sorts of reports and warnings on your public airwaves. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report. Like another perfect day.